So we are going to do something a little different this week. There's going to be an opening speaker, and that is going to be Megan.
You and make eye contact and not read my notes all the time. My name is Megan. I am an addict, alcoholic, and an overthinker. Recovering, I should say. The last time I was at a podium by myself for an extended period of time is to give a eulogy. And I was high as a kite. I've done quite a few lines of cocaine before delivering that eulogy. Times have changed, thank God. So my journey up to this moment was very rocky, like most of us in this room. I was born in upstate New York, grew up in Santa Maria. My mom left my biological father when I was a newborn. So technically I've never met my sperm donor. I found my half-sister through Ancestry.com about 7 years ago. And from what she's shared about her childhood, I think I'm grateful that I didn't have a relationship with my father. It sounds weird, but not to say it didn't affect me. It is what it is, right? So I started experimenting with drugs when I was a senior in high school. Weed, shrooms, and crank, as we used to call meth back in the day. I dropped acid for the first time at Disneyland. It was pretty life-changing, and I'm not condoning that. Like, everyone makes their own decision, right? But it's not meant to be a way of life. I was always the good kid. I never got in trouble. I had to be because my brothers were the opposite. They were always getting into trouble, always. So you can probably guess who got the attention. I didn't require a lot. I got good grades, I played sports, and I made myself as small as possible to fit in and be accepted. I was so angry back then, and I'm pretty sure that I started using as kind of a fuck you to my parents. Maybe it was a bid for their attention, who knows. My skin was really uncomfortable back then, like it didn't fit. But it's starting to, finally. My drug of choice has always been chaos and cannabis. I was a daily user for like 30 years. I had a few years of abstinence, but it never lasted. But alcoholism is what brought me to these rooms. I wanted to want to stop, and I thought about changing my relationship with drinking for 3 to 5 years before I actually took action. So I grew up with caregivers who neglected my needs for safety and emotional attunement. I was abused and mistreated by everyone in my immediate family, stepdad, stepbrothers, my mom. That is not a bid for your pity. It's just an explanation as to the root cause of the crippling self-doubt and chronic psychological pain that I've lived with. In 2022, my best friend from childhood passed away suddenly. We think she dropped dead from a heart attack, something cardiac. And a little over a year after my mom passed away, she had a reoccurrence of cancer, and it had metastasized her brain or spine. This was like 14 or 15 years after my second son was born. So yeah, she recovered and she beat it for a long time she didn't. There was deep betrayal in my relationship with my mom. And looking back, I just could not admit that to myself while she was alive. I guess it was just like too painful to face. I don't know. After she passed, I thought that my job was to handle all the arrangements, to not be a burden, and make everyone else feel comfortable. I, for some reason, believe that it was my role to console my husband, my boys, all of her remaining loved ones and friends. My job was to take care of everyone else. So I smoked, snorted, and swallowed whatever I could get my hands on. Anything not to feel, right? I'm not fucking doing that anymore. It's exhausting and it's not sustainable. Losing my mom was like holding up a ginormous mirror. It caused me to finally face all my stuff and childhood trauma. And at first it felt like I was losing my damn mind. Grieving is really hard work and my marriage suffered greatly. Processing significant loss is a lot to navigate, and now I realize that my substance use was not helping. Things came to a head, or my rock bottom, was the night of our 21st wedding anniversary. We'd gone out, had a lovely time celebrating, got back home, and things escalated, got physical. I put my hands on my spouse and my life partner, the person I love unconditionally, and it was just insanity. And our boys overheard all of it. I have done and said horribly unforgivable things while under the influence of booze. And honestly, all that stuff is still there, but now instead of drinking at it and stuffing it down, I get to work through it. I'm beginning to realize what a gift that whole experience was, despite how agonizing it felt at the time. My husband and our family is the most important thing to me. I cherish the life we've created together. He's been my rock and my cheerleader. Most days I accept his support and believe that I'm deserving. Most days. We're a work in progress, right? I read something today in chapter 8 of the Big Book. I think it's on page 104. And it says, we have had long rendezvous with hurt, pride, frustration, self-pity, misunderstanding, and fear. I used to live in fear, and only recently have I begun to really look at that and acknowledge it. Again, I just don't want to do that anymore. There is so much wisdom within these rooms, and I'm choosing now to be in the gratitude of that instead of focusing on what happened to me and justifying my behavior and my choices to go through life numb and checked out. Healing and recovery often feel like a grief of sorts, right? It's a loss. It's daunting to let go of our old habits and our old way of thinking. But I like to think that we're worth facing our defects of character. Is that how you say it? I feel like I'm finally beginning to understand what it means to have a spiritual experience. I'm not religious, but I definitely am having an awakening of sorts. And I firmly believe that this is due, in part at least, to my belief in something outside of myself, something bigger than me, something beyond the way I used to look at the world. My perspective is changing. I've always felt at peace out in nature. Now my church is AA. It's also knowing that the universe or divine source has my back and knows what's meant for me, even if I don't always see it at first. So I'm working with my second sponsor. She's an incredible, caring, and intelligent human. With her invaluable support, I'm approaching my 9th step. And next Saturday, I celebrate 6 months.
Nice.
Life is good. Yeah. I get to be my own pair of safe hands. It's a choice. So thank you everyone for being a part of my recovery, and may your reasons to keep coming back be greater than your excuses not to. That's all I got.